sitting on the organ bench. She has recovered from COVID, which is a wonderful thing. She's healthy. I thought they'd be snowed in, however, on the Heavenly Hill. Well, they were up at sunbreak to plow out. Garden Road was worse than their driveway. So thank you for being here. We're not going to sing all the verses of all the hymns. A couple people were really excited about that already and talked to me about it. Because we thought we were going to be singing a cappella. But we aren't. We've got an organist, and that's great. We haven't had an organist for about a month at the organ bench. So, but I invite you to stand, and our processional hymn is hymn 520. Listen to the words carefully. Okay, it was chosen on purpose. We're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4. The first verse and the last two verses. 1, 3, and 4. Dearest Jesus, at your word, hymn 520. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We love you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise found on page 138, and following. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise for this whole season of Epiphany, and you'll be hearing about it in the sermon, so pay attention to the words. Hymn of praise is hymn number 310. We sing verses 1 and 4 only at this time. Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, hymn number 310, verses 1 and 4.
The first reading today is from 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "Will you lie down again?" So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if the Lord calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning, then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli, but Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son?" He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that the Lord told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that the Lord told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let the Lord do what seems good." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and words fell to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm today is Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6 and 13 through 18. Let's read this responsively. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts, together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful all your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them yet existed. Weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food. And God will destroy both one or the other. The body is meant not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord, and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Do you know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, the two shall be one flesh. But anyone united to the Lord becomes one in spirit with him. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel for today. today, the second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, is from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said, Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph of Nazareth. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said to him, Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael asked Jesus, Where did you come to know me? Jesus answered, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. Nathanael replied, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered, Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than these. And he said to him, Amen. Amen, I tell you. You will see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from John, the first chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Before I begin the sermon, thank you. Arnold Burgermeister and I looked at each other and he said to me, and I agreed, there's way more people here than I expected. Twice as many as I hoped for. I was hoping for half of you. So not half of you can go home now. No, you're stuck here. But thank you for coming out. I used to say in Montana, it was in the ranches out in the country, 10, 15, 20 miles away, that were the first ones in church. Yeah, you guys. Okay? The ones who wanted to prove that they weren't snowed in. So there, Rockland and Shots Road and all the rest of you. Okay? Yeah, the miracle. You and your husband, the miracle. Getting up at sunbreak, you know, to plow up the driveway. So thank you for being here. Where two or three are gathered in my name, Jesus is here, and we celebrate that. But thank you for being here. Arnold Burgermeister also said, we're not going to sing all the verses of the hymns, are we? I said, no, we're not, actually. I could say that as a preacher bulletin, because I had already chosen certain verses that have to do with the sermon and the day, Epiphany. Well, anyway, because I was going to have to lead them. But Gary Ferguson, bless his little heart, and I were the ones shoveling before ABC plow broke down in our parking lot. They got three quarters of the way done plowing, and they broke down in our parking lot. And then the miracle, besides the miracle in the front pew, Larry Sims came with his truck because he thought, you know, maybe they'll need me. So with his white good old stallion and a blade on the front, he plowed out the other fourth of the parking lot for us, which was a great thing, so we could get in and out. So thank you for being here. Thank you all for braving the weather. The sun was coming out when we started worship, so maybe blue sky and sunny when we leave. Who knows? Coffee pot is on, though. Told there is no cookie, and there will be fellowship in the fellowship hall. So enough of that. Okay. I'm thinking of Quincy and Princess Charlotte. You both look like princesses today. My question for the whole congregation, but especially for Charlotte and Quincy, when have you been so excited about something that you had to tell a friend or family member, come and see, come and see? Did they say that this past week? Huh? Mom and Dad would be like, don't ask us. Yeah, they did, didn't they? Come and see this. I cried, I was 11 years old. Only time I was at Disneyland, I was 11 years old. My mom and dad honeymooned there. Ah! And 19, this is not part of the sermon, by the way, but you're stuck here, right? The snowplow plot is in. Disneyland opened in 1955. Yay, Walt Disney. My mom and dad got married in 1958. Okay, I was born in 1959. My mother made sure that that was true. So the in-laws didn't think that they had to be married. 1950s, are you kidding me? James Dean? Anyway, they honeymooned in Disneyland in 1958. 12 years later, when I was 11 years old, we went down there finally with my cousins from Alaska. Okay? They came from Alaska every year to go to Disneyland. I've been there once. Okay? I won't even ask how many times you guys have been there. I won't ask that. I stood at the front of Disneyland and I cried. I thought I was in heaven. I had seen the wonderful world of Disney on Saturday, Sunday night, whenever it happened. You know, Tinkerbell doing her little thing. I thought I was at the pearly gates of heaven. And Disneyland is an amazing place. It's clean. It's, you know, even back then, you know, 50-some years ago. 53 years ago? Yeah, 53 years ago, it was clean there, but it's still clean. It's an amazing place. And so when I saw them coming to the church today, I thought, come and see. At coffee hour, ask who your favorite Disney character is. Donald Duck. Okay? Come and see. We have too many people. If there were three or four of you here, I was going to make you all answer this. When have you been so excited about something that you have had to tell a friend or family member, come and see? I'm sure you all have a story. I know you all have a story about that. Come, and it doesn't have to do with Disneyland or Donald Duck either. The whole story, though, I want to read to you from John's Gospel, first chapter. Okay? There is no birth narrative of John or anything like that. There's the beginning of the cosmos, John 1, 1 through 14. But we begin before our gospel for today. The next day, John says, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We say that every Sunday before communion. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. And today we get to sing it. We were going to speak it, but we get to sing it because the miracle's there. Okay? "Here is the Lamb of God who takes the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me." Okay? Yeah. "I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John the Baptist testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him." Think of last Sunday's sermon by the bishop. Wonderful sermon, I told her so. Okay? "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him," Jesus. "I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to be baptized with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. I myself have seen testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John, I love this. The next day, John again was standing with two disciples of his, and he watched Jesus walk by and exclaimed, "Look! Behold, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And this is the good part, folks. Simple question. What are you looking for? Why are you following me? And they said to Jesus, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" You get that? It's not what's the meaning of life, or where's dark? It's where are you staying? Okay? I think they were looking for the meaning of life. They were looking for a savior. They were looking for salvation. But instead they said, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus said to them, "Come and see." Bulletin cover, if you haven't figured it out by now, "come and see" are the three words. That's the whole bulletin cover. I worked hard on that, okay? So Jesus says to them, "Come and see." And they came and they saw where Jesus was staying. And they remained with him that day. It was about 4:00 in the afternoon. One of the two who heard Jesus speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated from the Hebrew means the end of Christ. He brought Simon Peter to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which in the Greek means Peter, or Petros, rock. The next day, okay, that starts our gospel. So we've had 2 days before all this come and see stuff, right? And then the next day, John says, the gospel writer, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip. Now, Philip means the lover of horses, by the way, in the Greek. Lover of horses, Philip. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Two brothers. He found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to Philip, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Now, I am very careful here, because I want to say, can anything good come out of Rockland? But we got Rockland in the balcony that drove all the way through the snowstorm, right? Or can anything good come out of Bingley? Or Aberdeen? Are you kidding? It's not Jerusalem or Rome or Athens. Nathanael is a little backwater town on the Sea of Galilee up north. Okay? Nazareth wasn't even mentioned until the New Testament, the Bible. It was just this little town. So Nathanael, in a very honest way, said to Philip, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And what does Philip say to Nathanael? Come and see. Bulletin cover. If you haven't got it. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said to him, here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit or guile. Nathanael asked Jesus, where did you come to know me? Jesus answered, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. Nathanael replied, Rabbi, which means teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Now, Jesus' calling to Nathanael is not so much a call to mission. He didn't call them out two by two to go out on their mission, pun intended there, as well as an invitation to an epiphany. We are in the season of epiphany. Christmas was taken down yesterday, but Waldo is still here, okay? And Waldo's going to be moving around the sanctuary. Yeah, some people know already. It's okay, she can point. It's okay. Yeah, yay, she found him. Waldo is here. I thought about changing Waldo out to a different Waldo. That's the original Waldo. Is to show us, okay? It's an epiphany. Epiphany is that fancy religious word that means to show forth. The star, and when you leave, there are three stars up in the balcony now. That was one of the Waldos one year, Star of Bethlehem, okay? It showed forth the world, the wise guys, where Jesus the Savior was. Epiphany is a fancy religious word for to show forth or to make known or to manifest. We just sang that hymn of praise. Songs of thankfulness and praise, hymn 310. Hymn of the day, or hymn of praise for the day, for the whole season. Because it ends with, God in flesh made manifest. Every single verse, no matter how many verses you sing, 1 through 4 or 1 through 4, whatever you sing, 1 and 4. It ends with, God in flesh made manifest. That's what is happening in John's gospel here. It's not a call to duty. It's not a call to mission. Yes, that will happen down the road in 3 years, but it's a call to know who Jesus is. And if you read it again, which I won't do, if you read it again, you see that it really is more of, they get who Jesus is. Jesus, son of Joseph, okay? That's the title given to him, Jesus, the son of Joseph. And you know the story about Joseph and Mary. He's the adopted son of Joseph, the surrogate father. Jesus of Nazareth. What good can come out of Nazareth, that little backwater town? Are you, the Messiah's going to come out of Rockland or Pingree or Aberdeen and not American Falls? The Messiah's of course going to come out of American Falls. And people in Pocatello think it's Pocatello, and then people in the state of Ada think, of course, it's Boise. I've lived here long enough to know that. All Messiahs come out of Boise. Yeah. Huh. Jesus, son of Joseph, Jesus of Nazareth, how would their eyes open by the simple invitation to say, come and see? I would have loved to be at Disneyland with you guys. Someday, I'm going to be the chaplain and pray before every meal, and I'll carry the bags. I can't carry many bags anymore, but I'll carry the bags. Because I'll be the one to say, come and see over here. Yeah, Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck are over here. Pluto too. Yeah. She's with me all the way. Come and see. That's the invitation. That's the invitation this morning for all of you who blazed and braved the snowdrifts and the berms and all that kind of stuff. Bless American Falls for plowing like they did. They got up at daybreak too to make sure the roads were clear. Yeah. It's a 3-day holiday this weekend, right? So they got today and tomorrow before people go back to business. Come and see. Hearing the telling of the story of Jesus by John. We're in chapter 1. Go home and read it again. Here in chapter 1, Jesus hasn't done any miracles yet. He hasn't preached yet. He hasn't done any kind of teaching yet. And all of a sudden, we've got four, maybe five, if we count them differently, disciples who are following him because they saw, they perceived, they were shown the epiphany. They didn't need the Star of Bethlehem. This is 30 years later, right? They saw something about this man, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the son of Joseph, and they said, "The Messiah, you are the Son of God. Bless you, 24 people who were here this morning, twice as many as I hoped for, me and Jesus. I prayed hard. You must have heard my prayer. Because you're here to see, to be made known who Christ is in the breaking of bread and in the sharing of wine. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. You're here to see in the word proclaimed. Three or four of you, I won't say who you were, but three or four of you said, short sermon today, right? We have to get back home and shovel. I do too. I have to go home and shovel out. I may not even be able to get into my driveway with the bird. Four-wheel drive and everything, yeah. Bless you for being here. To come and see. To be shown. To be manifested to who Jesus is. Philip and Nathanael simply trusted and believed and had faith in this Jesus of Nazareth. And this Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ, shows us God. God's will, God's kingdom, God's grace, forgiveness, mercy, and love. And that's why we are here. Because Jesus shows us who God is. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. And let this food us. Jesus is the one who shows us the God whom we cannot see. Jesus is the one made known to us. And so Jesus said to Nathanael, "Amen, amen." And confirmation students, they're not here, but if they were, for 16 years, my confirmation students know that "amen, amen," when Jesus says it twice, he wants you to really listen. Says it once, you can daydream. Twice, though, he says, "Amen, amen, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Go home and read Genesis chapter 28, I think. Prove me wrong. Go home and prove me wrong. I think it's Genesis chapter 28. We've got Jacob and the ladder. Remember Jacob's ladder? We sang it in Bible school. Jacob's ladder was the stairway to heaven. Okay? Rock and roll people have written songs about it. Stairway to heaven. Okay? And so we've got the stairway to heaven where the angels were ascending and descending between God and earth. Jesus says, "You will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Not a stairway to heaven. Jesus is the ladder. Jesus is Jacob's ladder. Jesus is the ladder stretching between heaven and earth. Jesus, the Christ, is the ladder between the finite and the infinite. Jesus, the Christ, is the ladder between the now. And that's the gift we celebrate at Christmas, even though it's all taken down. I didn't miss it, especially the swags. I never get to see trees with my backstrap, but the swags I can see. But we still have Waldo to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. And today we celebrate Jesus as the ladder. If you want to say the go-between God and us, okay, if you want to. Jesus is God, God's self, you know, Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But Jesus is that one to ultimately show us God's will, God's kingdom, God's grace, forgiveness, mercy, and love. We didn't get it all through the Old Testament. We didn't get it with Noah's Ark. We didn't get it with the Ten Commandments, the prophets and the kings of the Old Testament. And so God said, "I'll send you my only begotten Son. Born in Bethlehem, the city of bread. Raised in Nazareth and Egypt," if you read that gospel. This one that comes from Nazareth? What good can come from Rockland? I'm picking on you now, Balcony, sorry. But what good can come from Rockland? Are you kidding me? Yeah, a lot of good can come from Rockland, and they're right up there, working the sound system. Jesus is that ladder. Jesus is that epiphany, the one who says, come and see the God who forgives and loves and cares for you. The following will come afterwards, right? Yeah, we'll follow you to the end. I will follow him anywhere he will go. Yeah, think Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act. I love that show, you know? Cool. That's not what the song is all about, but we made it religious. Following comes after seeing. Nathanael said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And Philip said to him, come and see. Amen. Okay, Arnie, sorry, I lied. We're singing all the verses of this one because we got the miracle on the organ bench. And you know it well. Singing an eight-part harmony. Arnie and I'll sing four parts of the eight parts. But beautiful Savior. I chose it because we know it well. Hymn number 838, we sing all the verses of this. Think about being manifest, epiphany, being shown who God and Jesus are. Hymn 838. Found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal, and for the prayers of the church. Please rise for the Apostles' Creed, our confession of faith. God has raised the people of God through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and in hope. We confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus, only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Today, in the prayers of the church, we remember in our prayers our bishops, Reverend Elizabeth Eden and Reverend Megan Manlove, who was here last week, was great having her here. She was here for 3 days, actually. Our mission partner ministry, the Rising Stars Therapeutic Riding Center in Twin Falls. We pray for the staff, the horses, and the riders. Nationally and around the world, we continue to pray for all those who have suffered loss of life and property due to natural disasters and due to the wars found around our world. A prayer of thanksgiving, joy, and celebration. This last Wednesday, Harley Gallegos, whom I baptized about a month ago, had successful brain surgery at Children's Hospital in Salt Lake. So Harley Gallegos, brain surgery was successful, talked to her mother twice. It's a good thing. So she has gone through the same surgery that her two brothers have gone through now, her oldest brother and her youngest brother. And so we pray for the Gallegos Thanksgiving and celebration. And then due to death, after fighting the battle of brain cancer ever since he was diagnosed on July 7th of last year, of course, and most likely suffered from it for a whole year before that, they realized, and had brain surgery on July 11th and was given 2 weeks to live, Joseph Christian died Friday morning of this last week. So remember Joseph and his family in our prayers also at his death. The funeral will not be happening until a couple months from now, probably in April sometime, due to weather and family being able to travel. So we pray for them in our prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church, our light and life, our hope and expectation. We celebrate your coming into the world. Let your church be trustworthy and accountable servants and stewards of all the resources and gifts you have given to us, so hope and healing may be in our communities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Renew your creation, God of fig trees and may fields flourish, rivers flow pure and clean. May the heavens shine brightly with your light. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You desire peace and justice in the world. Let the nations tremble at your presence, that justice and liberation prevail in all corners of the earth. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show mercy, compassion, love, and hope to one another. Lord, in your mercy,
prayer, and let your light shine.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Protect and cherish the most vulnerable among us. Comfort your people and bring healing to all those who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. Especially we lift up Harley and those whom we name before you in our own hearts and minds this day. Be Emmanuel, God with us, to those who look to you for hope and healing. Be with those who are depressed, grieving, lonely, or isolated. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. Give compassionate hearts to those who accompany love and uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all of the ministries who are faithfully a part of. In this new year, we give you thanks for all the gifts and resources you provide for us to minister to one another. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer
and let your light shine. Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you. Especially this day we lift up Joseph. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and new life and hope in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you will do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the second Sunday after Epiphany. Especially welcome to all of you who are here visiting with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday, Riley Ruff, Hallie Romero, Reverend David Casperson, Norma Halderson, Eli Kaysen, Travis Bergmeister, Michelle Turner. Happy anniversary this week to Josh and Lacey Zavison. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found there? I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of the one who gave himself for us, our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand for the great thanksgiving found on page 124 in the front of the hymn. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and salutary our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus the Christ. By the leading of the star, he was shown forth, manifested to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, made him your beloved Son and made him known. And in the miracle of the water turned to wine, he revealed the epiphany of your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave for all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing, and we sing the communion hymn, Lamb of God, 46, in the front of the hymnal, in preparation for Holy Communion. Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
All is prepared, come. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day and every day of your life, for his peace always. Body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ. Body of Christ given to you. Our Lord Jesus Christ loves you very much, more than above all. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ. Body of Christ be with you. The 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 body of Christ be with you.
Thank you.
rise with a blessing. We need to hand for him 208 in the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. The other miracle is going to be Andrew Porth is going to make cookies for us in the kitchen for coffee hour. There you go. So come on for a cup of coffee, and we'll see him whip up a batch of cookies for coffee hour. Yeah. I love it. I love you guys so much. Okay. The sending hymn, On Our Way Rejoicing, which is a good thing. Hymn number 537, On Our Way Rejoicing.
Christ is our Lord, as our Lord, and the Christ is our Lord.
Jewel.
Thank you for this morning, though. Appreciate it.